Well, hello everybody, this is Toby Milroy again, Chief Operating Officer for NAPMA, and welcome to your quick start process. And with me today, as is typical on these calls, is our senior NAPMA member representative, Bob Dunn. So Bob, today we're going to sort of dive into our member material one more time and sort of break apart the material that our members are getting and really help them, take these pieces apart and really implement them in their school very smoothly. So, thanks for taking some time to move through this with us again today.
Thank you, Toby. Hello, everybody.
Sure. So again, today, our next area of implementation, and again, we have very tight objectives. We're really... building the system to walk you through implementing one new piece of this material each week so that you'll have revolutionized your business. You'll really have, taken those systems that perhaps are damaged in your current location in your school now and fixed them or installed new systems. And the components that Bob and I are helping you walk through are the physical deliverables, the things that you're receiving in the mail or on the website each month. And we really want to give you the nuts and bolts how to really implement these things and extract the most value from them. We've already discussed using the done-for-you press release and media campaigns that we provide every month. We've already talked about using the Kickin' and National Black Belt Club newsletters and how valuable that can be as a not just a retention tool but also as a marketing tool. Then also on our opposite weeks, we've been revealing and discussing the internal systems of your school, statistics tracking, how to handle the information call, how to build an introductory process that's effective in your school. So today, for, again, like I said, week six, we're going to be talking about a component of your member material that we refer to as the Black Belt Reports. And there are many versions of this, so I don't want it to get confusing. But what our objective is to help you smoothly implement systems and smoothly train your staff how to use these systems as quick and easy and as simplified as we can make it. One of the major problems that you'll have in any business is speed of implementation. And one of the opportunities that we all have as entrepreneurs and as business owners is mastering the skill of implementing quickly. Bob, one of George S. Patton's quotes, one of my favorite quotes from George S. Patton is, I'd rather have, a half-baked plan now than a perfect plan 2 weeks from now. The war will be over by then, right? So, and I think in a business, you do have to, think about this a little bit like war, right? The enemy is, difficult economies and taxes and everybody who wants to reach into your pocket and extract money, right? That's the enemy. And the army on your side is all of your collective skills, your staff, your marketing abilities, your sales abilities. That's your army. And your objective in this mission is to win the game, right? Is to create a business that has a substantial amount of revenue and that can provide for you and your family's future. So this is the same as standing on the battlefield and saying, look, we need a plan now, right? We got to get this thing moving. We can't sit here and let these mortars hit us all day long, right? So again, these Black Belt Reports are designed to be very easy to implement, to help you get your staff up and running quickly on them and get your school systems running quickly. So let's just go through quickly the different types of Black Belt Reports that you'll be receiving every month, and they fall into different categories. The first category, let's talk a little bit about providing real, tangible value to your students and to their families. Again, 70% of the martial arts students right now are under 14 years old. So most of you will be dealing with families. You'll be dealing with children and families in your school. And that, frankly, is our preferred market. Our preferred demographic are upper middle class families who have children. They have a more stable income. They have a more stable, tenancy in the area. They're just more stable customers. So most of us are targeting that market. If you have a little bit of a different market, all of these principles still apply to you. We have members that run, Tai Chi schools and Kung Fu schools and Jiu-Jitsu schools and mixed martial arts schools and you name it. And all these principles are universally applicable. They just have to be slightly tweaked. So let's talk about, let's go from the top down. Let's talk about the number one black belt report is our Words of the Week program. And again, this is a very simple implementation. This is designed to help you get up and running fast. What we all know is that the physical kicking and punching is probably the least valuable piece of your program when it comes to dealing with families and children, right? What parents really want when they're enrolling in a martial arts school isn't really for Johnny to learn how to kick and punch, right? Now, certainly they want him to have fun. They want this to be an entertaining experience for him. They don't want to, you know, feel like they have to drag him down to the school to take lessons. But when it really comes down to it, there's a specific benefit that they want to accomplish through your program. They want little Johnny to be more focused, or they want him to have a higher level of self-esteem, or they want him perhaps, you know, to lose some weight and to live a fit and healthy lifestyle, right? These types of things. And what we find is the more clearly you can articulate those benefits to your students, the better your retention rate will be, the more engaged families will be in your program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's overly simple, right? I mean, it sounds silly, and, you know, Bob, you and I, and, you know, having run martial arts schools for so long myself, and, of course, with Stephen Oliver's, you know, guidance, and all of the schools we deal with, that sounds pretty rudimentary, right? I mean, that sounds pretty, you know, pretty much basic 101, what people really want, right, what your customers really want. But I think it's very important that you focus on that. And you can, your staff members and you and everybody in your whole organization, they learn the right vocabulary, they learn the right phraseology, they can clearly communicate those benefits to the students. Again, we talked about how to use the Kickin newsletter to help with that, right? Obviously, that thing is written for you to help you accomplish part of that goal, right, so that you can communicate with them when they're outside the school. So the first black belt report that we're talking about today is our Words of the Week. So every month you'll both online and offline receive that Words of the Week program. And this is designed so that your instructors can easily, quickly, and effectively communicate the true benefits of training in your martial arts program. For example, the current Words of the Week the report that I'm looking at right now is based on the skill of leadership, right? So that's the script. That's the primary benefit that we're going to be talking about this month in class, okay? So the objective is you give this to your staff members. They read it. They memorize it. They read through it three or four times during your staff meeting. They read through it, you know, during their instructor training class. And then they can have this on the clipboard in the front of the classroom when it's time for your two-minute mat chat, three-minute mat chat. They can just pop this thing right off the board and, you know, frankly, they can read it if they need to. And if they don't need to, then they can follow it as a guideline, right? So, again, this is designed to be a done-for-you thing that doesn't take any of your time. It doesn't take any of your effort. You simply print this thing off or pull it out of the member package, give it to your staff members, walk them through the thing, and they're good to go. Okay, so for example, this current Words of the Week report is on leadership, and you have 4 weeks worth of material, one per week, 4 different quotes, perhaps from, you know, a former president or a famous historical figure or leadership expert, you know, whatever it may be. And in this case, there's a John Maxwell quote, a Peter Drucker quote, a Napoleon Bonaparte quote, and Theodore Hesburgh. Well, that's interesting. From Notre Dame, that's kind of cool. So, again, the concept is this is designed to be simple, right? Now, we have a very expanded program like this as well that we offer, but this is designed to be very simple. This is designed to help your staff members communicate these benefits clearly, easily, articulately, without consuming tons of their time and energy or yours, right? So let's just do a quick example. Week number one, this is on leadership. There's an adult version of the lesson and a kid's version of the lesson, right? So the quote would be, and again, your staff members can just pull this off the clipboard, and they would say, okay, week number one, everybody, we're talking about leadership this month, and this is week number one. This is this quote is from John Maxwell, and it's leadership isn't a position, it's a process. And now there's a translation for adults and a translation for children. And you just read a paragraph. I mean, that's pretty much how simple it is. The translation for adults is leadership Leaders aren't born, they're made through a continuous process of learning and growth. No one steps into a career and immediately becomes a general manager or a CEO. Virtually everybody has to start at a lower position and prove his worthiness to be a leader, and then, you know, et cetera. So again, it's literally designed to be a 2 to 3 minute conversation that you have in your class, perhaps, you know, at the beginning of the week or throughout the week, and it's designed to again, simply, easily, clearly help your staff members communicate these benefits, right? So, Bob, I know that you talk to a lot of school owners that are not members yet, and, of course, we're always interacting with our current members. Members who use this really, really like it. It makes it very simple for them. It makes it very easy, and it saves them a lot of time. They don't have to go research this stuff. They don't have to go write these things. They can just plug and play. What type of feedback do you get from folks on this deal?
Absolutely, that's the key part of it is that those school owners that understand the value of being able to have these type of match ads with their students and the value that it resonates between the instructor or the school owner and their students is very powerful. But the thing is absolutely that those school owners that aren't getting these deliverables to them are having to go out and research this and make sure that the topics are applicable to their training and the things that they can help develop. But the ones that I have spoke with that are getting the NAPMA material that get this done for them, it's such a big time saving and a big load off of their shoulders, you know, to have it already done for them so that they have that content and they know they're going to have that content in place each and every month.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's designed to be now look, you can get very complicated with these types of things, right? And we do. At our higher levels with our upper level students, things like that, we have very robust leadership training programs and things like that where they're actually reading entire books. And in fact, in our leadership program, there are 16 books that they have to read as they go through it and apply those lessons to daily life, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not what this is designed to do. This is designed to be a very simple implementation that you can implement immediately in your school and see immediate retention results. When families clearly understand what they're there for, right, and it's not just kicking and punching, then you'll immediately see a retention bump. I mean, that's what this is all about. Okay, so the second Black Belt report is, let's go to the Gold Team. So this is... The Gold Team reports are designed to be specifically focused on leadership development and angling toward training your instructors, training your staff. So every month you'll have a Gold Team report, which basically is a piece of curriculum that you're teaching to your instructor trainees, right? Anybody who's in your instructor training program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, a definition perhaps needs to be discussed here. When you hear me talk about a leadership program, there are a couple of different versions of that. In our schools and many of the schools that we consult, that we work with directly, especially in the franchise organization, our leadership programs are general leadership training programs designed for anybody, right? Designed for an average student. Many school owners, a leadership program is synonymous with an instructor training program. Right? And what we do is actually separate the two things. We have a very separate instructor training program and separate instructor certification program than we do our leadership program. So just keep that phraseology difference in mind. When I talk about a leadership training program, I'm talking about a leadership training program that's designed for students. And then when I talk about an instructor training program, I'm talking about training students who want to be instructors or who are in a process to become a good instructor, right? Something like that. And they're different in my vocabulary. So the Gold Team report is designed for people who are in your instructor programs or your instructor training programs. It angles to them. So typically what that report is about concrete leadership skills that a martial arts instructor should be learning. Right, and this one, for example, is all about some teaching skills, some how to communicate martial arts curriculum skill. So the one I'm looking at right now talks about how to use positive reinforcement for students who are struggling. right? And it's a really good report. In fact, it references How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie and some things like that. It talks about how to turn a negative into a positive, how to provide more individual attention to a student, how to make sure that you're communicating clearly the positive benefits to a student. So, again, very, very much focused on creating good instructors, creating your instructor training folks, your instructor training team, turning them into great communicators, turning them into people who are going to be positive impacts in your school and positively impact your students. So that's what that's all about. That's what the Gold Team is all about. And again, it's again designed to be very simple. It's designed to be quickly implementable and to give you tangible, measurable results quickly. Okay. Two more categories of reports, and I'll kind of bundle them together here for just a moment as we move quickly. We also have black belt management reports and black belt marketing reports. And the black belt management report is always going to help you focus on one area of your martial arts school management, meaning staff management, staff development, handling the information call, handling the intro, handling the school tour, you know, those types of things. And then we also always provide a black belt marketing report, which is an in-depth exploration of using one of our proven successful marketing strategies. And again, the reason you're plugging into us as an association and the reason that what we do simply can't be replicated in the industry is that it doesn't have much to do with the paper and the CDs and the DVDs that we send everybody. It has to do with the fact that we're actually out there running schools. We own locations. We have a huge chain of martial arts schools in the franchise, but also a huge chain of schools who are members of our association. And the strategies and systems that we're discussing with you are ones that have stood the test of the trial by fire, right? These are the marketing strategies that we know are working in today's market, in today's economy, with today's customers, right? So the Black Belt Marketing Report and the Black Belt Management Reports are always focused on one piece of a system that all work together to create a highly successful business, right? So, Bob, if you look at the current marketing report, for example, there are the current one I'm looking at right now is how to develop a relationship with your local school district, and which also applies, by the way, to private schools and churches, daycares, those types. Bob, what are the types of topics and content that you've seen in the past in these things that have been particularly valuable to new members?
A number of them, and the topics though are typically they're the ones that I have a lot of conversations with many non-members and even still some of our new members that need assistance with. It could be for example how to really develop a community relationship, how to build a community relationship. We've had those topics on that. And for example, this month, the opportunity to kind of merge that bridge, to get your foot into the school, local school district, and even private schools, very important, and it's still a number one topic with everyone that I speak with. And for example, this report gives you some of the specifics on how to actually merge that bridge and connect with these guys. So it's to answer your question, the topics they range. It could be helping them with new systems, inside their school, helping them with retention. Everything is always focused on the developmental needs of growing a school business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and to be very specific, by the way, the specific report we're talking about with developing a relationship with your school district, it specifically lays out pieces of phraseology that we've used, how to develop the list, where to find the PTA leaders, what types of fundraisers they're usually attracted to, what types of promotions have been successful with them, what types of promotions have not been successful with them, those types of things. So, again, this is just one piece of a puzzle that, again, our mission is quick implementation. Our mission is to create results immediately. So every month, there'll be one of those strategies that we really want you to delve into, to get on the monthly conference call and ask questions about, to implement in your school. And we are absolutely certain that each of these systems has tangible results. We're using them in our own schools right now. You know, we have a multi-million dollar a year operation in our schools, and we're out there every month testing new things, right? And we're working on things that tweaking things that we've always done in the past, and, you know, continuing to improve those things. So this is really your opportunity to plug into that knowledge base, right, in that base of experience, who are out there, you know, in the trenches, frankly, and making it work, so making it happen. So I think that's a pretty good overview. So again, these Black Belt reports, Gold Team, Words of the Week, Black Belt Management, Black Belt Marketing, and others, by the way, there are a few other categories we didn't mention today. They're all designed, again, for you to extract that one good idea, right? It only takes one good idea a year to pay 5 to 10 times your maximum impact tuition. I mean, truly, if you can enroll two extra students per year that pay a down payment and make monthly payments over time, you'll have more than paid for your maximum impact membership for the entire year, right? So what if we can help you generate 2 new students per month? Now, that's a 12 times your return, right, at minimum. And the strategies and tools that we're helping you with each and every interaction that we have, you know, can return a multiple of that. Now, if you add that to, now what happens if you implement that Gold Team and the Words of the Week program in your school, and it helps one student who would have dropped out this month? It keeps them from dropping out because the family knows how valuable your lessons really are, and that it's about much more than just kicking and punching. It's about, you know, learning these other essential character skills. And it keeps just one student this month from dropping out. Well, that's another, you know, that's another return on your investment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, enough of that. I think that this is a very important piece of what your membership is bringing to you. And it's also a very important paradigm for you to have. You must take action immediately. You must immediately implement these things. Pull that Black Belt Marketing Report out. Analyze it. Read through it, figure out if this is something that fits your model, which I'm sure that it does, and then violently implement. Right? This is your week. Right? Next week we're going to be on to a different topic, you know, that's going to help you with a different area of your business. So now this is the time to make this thing work. So I look forward to hearing your results, you know, feel free to email those results over to me or put them up on our discussion board or tune into our monthly calls and tell us how it went, and we'll help you perhaps even multiply the results that you did get. So thanks so much for your time today, Bob. Thank you again for taking your time with us. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
And, Toby, if I could interject one thing, too, is that these reports, don't let them get buried. They're very valuable, yeah. And they're very informative. For example, I did get some feedback, and back in July, I think it was, we had one of our Black Belt Marketing Reports that was focused on developing multiple revenue sources for your school. That one hit on about 8 different topics and pointers that you can actually, you know, generate new revenue streams from your current programs that you may have, that you may not have embellished on. And again, that's just one of those reports. And one of the things that I find some of our members, that where they really get the most success out of these reports, is they sit down with one of their key staff members. A lot of times it can be their spouse if you're a small school. But get these and spread them out on the table. Let somebody else kind of share their ideas and opinions, too, of how you can put these into your program and, you know, make them really shine. Because, again, you may have your ideas, but someone else may have an out-of-the-box thought that can really, you know, again, give you that high return.
No, it's a great point. And I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, obviously, we have these things formatted for a certain implementation, right? The format for the Words of the Week is for you to be able to hand that to a staff member, hand it to an instructor who doesn't have to be as highly skilled and articulate as you are, right? But giving them this tool, they'll come across that way, right? They'll come, if they read through it a couple of times and you help them read through it a couple of times, they're going to sound pretty good with this stuff. They're going to sound pretty, you know, they're going to sound very intelligent delivering this content. They're going to sound very, you know, That's what the parents really want their son or daughter to turn out like your instructors, right? They're the example. So you're exactly right. This is all designed to help you leverage all this stuff. It's designed to make your life easier. So this will help you facilitate your staff. It'll help you facilitate the instructors that you have under your wing and your staff members to be very hyper-productive staff members. And you're absolutely right.
And they'll all be very appreciative of it. I mean, it really shows that you're investing into them as well and to help them with their job.
Yeah, no question, no question. And which, by the way, is something that it's a bit of a tangent, but your mission in your martial arts school isn't to try to employ the cheapest help that you can get, right? It's to try to find people who are going to be high performers. And this type of content, these types of strategies will help the people that you have on your payroll or on your staff now become higher and higher and higher performers. And that's really what you need. You want them to be more and more and more valuable to you, contribute to the bottom line at a higher and higher and higher level, and then be compensated at a higher and higher and higher level. So really all this, a staff member has to contribute to the bottom line. That's how it has to work. So I totally agree with you. It's a very impactful, important way for you to be leading your staff members to their highest productivity level. And this is a tool that can help you do that. So I totally agree. Well, so Bob, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I'll see everybody next week. Thanks so much for your time. Bob, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, everybody.